it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Alrighty, welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. My name is Josh. I mean, that had to have been one of the most exciting half hours of football I've ever seen. Just got done watching Group C conclude. I'll go over Group D in a moment, but we just have to start off with Group C with Argentina and Poland advancing. The final half hour of both of those matches, or I guess the final halves really, were unbelievable. So at halftime, both matches were 0-0. And the way that things were shaping up after Argentina scored is it appeared that basically Poland, they're good on goal differential when it was 1-0, Argentina and 0-0, and the Mexico-Saudi Arabia match. And then things just shifted a little bit. So let me get the timestamps right just so I can kind of summarize properly for everybody here. Mexico scored in the 47th and 52nd minute, and all of a sudden the goal differential had narrowed. Then Julian Alvarez scored for Argentina, and all of a sudden the goal differential was completely tied. So we start going down the tiebreaker scenarios. Everybody knows points, goal differential, right? Those are always the first two. Those two are tied. So then everybody's looking it up. Goals scored. Okay, both teams were even on goals scored. And then head-to-head result. Okay, head-to-head result was 0-0, Poland against Mexico. And then the fifth one down, fair play rules. I had to look up what this meant during the match. Basically, yellow cards, red cards. And Mexico had more cards against them. So there was like a three card advantage. Then Poland got another card like in the late stages of their match. So it was a two yellow card advantage for Mexico, or for Poland, that basically they were going to get through because they had less cards than Mexico. Then Saudi Arabia scored in like the 95th minute. But if Mexico scored, they would still go through on goals scored, even though they had at that moment a lesser, or the goal differential would still be tied. They would still have the same, or still have less yellow cards, but the tiebreaker of goals scored supersedes the tiebreaker of fair play rules. It was truly unbelievable. Mexico had 26 shots, 11 shots on target. There was an unbelievable Luis Chavez free kick. He had another couple of free kick attempts that were incredible, that might have been made a bit more dramatic by the Saudi Arabia keeper's reactions to them, but they still looked just very impressive. Mexico, they just took too long to come out of their shell at this World Cup. Their matches against Poland and Argentina, they didn't look very impressive. And I guess you could say, I guess it's not easy to look impressive against Saudi Arabia. Argentina learned that. I would have preferred to see Mexico go through. And I say that as someone who's 25% Polish. Thinking about their matchup against France is the only reason why. And Mexico, I feel like at least has the, whether you want to call it the gall, the irrational confidence to go at France a little bit. And I feel like Poland is just going to do what they did against Argentina today, where they suck up pressure. But France is the best team at the tournament right now, so I don't know how well that's going to work out for them. Let's talk about Messi and Argentina real quick. They looked really good. They had 23 shots on 12 shots on target, 74% of the possession. They might have found the lineup that they're going to stick with for a little bit. Julian Alvarez got the start over Lautaro Martinez. He looked really good. He scored a goal. Alexis McAllister scored a goal. Overall, good day for Argentina. They get through first in the group, and they will play against Australia on Saturday after the Netherlands play the USA. Group D was a little more boring this morning. Tunisia beat France 1-0, which was a little surprising. France didn't start anybody, but, you know, still, I guess Tunisia had something to play for. France had an offside goal called out in the, like, the 95th minute or something like that. That would have made things a bit more interesting. But Australia took care of business against Denmark. Denmark go out of this World Cup after being Euro semifinalists last year on 1 point in a pretty disastrous tournament for them. Probably the biggest disappointment thus far. Although Germany might say, hold my beer tomorrow.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Australia looked really solid. They know who they are. They don't play outside of their comfort zone. They were fine giving Denmark possession because they realized, oh, Denmark doesn't know how to score. That's right. They have only scored one goal at this tournament. And that's how things continued for them. Very disappointed in Denmark. Australia is a great story. They're going to have to go against Argentina this weekend. That's just a tough beat. Tough beat for Australia. France got to rest everybody. That's great. France will get to play against Poland this weekend. Easy favorites. I mean, as much as I want to root for Poland, again, being 25% Polish, they're just not that much fun to watch right now. Tomorrow. Oh, boy. I mean, this World Cup is just, it's been a lot of fun on the pitch. Group E and Group F. Let's talk about Group F. Croatia and Monaco are both on 4 points, and then Belgium are on 3 points. Croatia and Belgium play each other, and then Canada, who is already eliminated, play Morocco. So let's just kind of play out the scenarios in our head. Let's just say Morocco win. It really comes down to, I'm assuming Morocco are going to win. They're going to go through on 7 points, and then it comes down to Croatia and Belgium, right? Belgium have a pretty significant goal differential gap to Croatia. They're going to just need to win. And given some of the stories that are leaking out of the Belgian team's national camp about some of the personalities clashing, you have to favor Croatia here, especially coming off the 4-goal destruction of Canada in their last match. Got to feel like Morocco and Croatia are favorites to go through, which would be pretty... Belgium and Denmark both getting eliminated would be pretty incredible. And then Group E. Germany on 1 point. Spain, 4 points. Japan and Costa Rica in the middle, both on 3 points. Given the individual matchups, it's hard not to just be like, oh yeah, Spain and Germany are both going to win and they're both going to go through. But as we've seen, things don't work out that way. And some interesting goal differential scenarios are going to come into play here. Costa Rica has a -6 goal differential. Germany only has a -1 goal differential. Things are going to get pretty fascinating if Germany wins and Japan is able to get a point, because Japan's goal differential is 0. Goals scored is going to be interesting. Fair play is going to be interesting again tomorrow. This World Cup has been fantastic, and I'm so excited for tomorrow's matches. Big day for Spain. Easiest thing for them to do, easiest route, just get a win. But again, they can still go through on a draw. A draw would get them in. Yeah, that's all I got for today. I feel like I'm talking a million miles an hour, but my goodness, the Mexico coming down, either Argentina scoring or Mexico scoring, and they get through for the last 20 minutes of those matches was unbelievable theater. Just unmatched theater. Right now, we have 4 round of 16 matchups set for this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, Netherlands, USA, Argentina, Australia. Obviously, I think, you know, Netherlands and Argentina are going to be favorites, but I think the US can put up a fight against the Netherlands. Sunday, France against Poland. France, pretty big favorites, obviously. And then the match of the weekend is probably England-Senegal. Even though they don't have Sadio Mane, and England are going to be pretty big favorites. As we've seen, England can play a little strange. So Senegal coming in and being confident against them is going to be fascinating to see. But that's a few days away. We still have some amazing group stage matches to conclude their respective groups tomorrow. We got Spain playing, Germany playing, Croatia, Belgium, Morocco, Japan, Costa Rica, and then, you know, poor Canada. But it's going to be a great day of World Cup football, everybody. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.